Nocturnal Issues, written by Freya O and read by Kaber. This is a Baldur's Gate fic rated teen and up audiences in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship between Shadowheart and Tav, and Lazelle and Shadowheart. Abbreviated summary. Team Tadpole adopts a cat. It goes about as well as you'd expect. "I brought you something" is a phrase that Shadowhearts both come to anticipate and dread in equal measures, especially when it comes from Tav. Usually it's potions or bits and bobs Tav has found in the wild. One time it was a prayer scroll that turned out to be Selunite. Another it was Gale, on the cusp of death, from a goblin trap. Now, however, the thing in question is wriggling. It's tiny and black, dwarfed by Tav's massive hands. And it peeps at Shadowheart with two eyes as boldly green as her own. "What," she says unnecessarily, "is that?" "I found him in a barrel." Tav looks almost proud of herself. She passes the kitten over before Shadowheart can stop her. "You're Sharon, right? You like all things darkness and night. Black kitten seems right up your alley." Shadowheart stares at the kitten, her heart pounding. It regards her back just as warily, squirming in her hand so that she's forced to grab it in a little hug to prevent it from leaping ferociously to its death. It seems impossibly tiny, though when it opens its mouth to yawn, a row of teeth glitter in the dusk light. "My Lady of Loss doesn't have a particular affinity for cats," is all she can manage to say. "We can drop him off at the Tiefling Village. Maybe one of the kids there might like a kitten." Tab begins unstrapping her armor, dusty from the mountain road and covered in gnoll blood. "Could you look after him in the meantime?"
Certainly, I can do that."
She's never had a cat or a kitten. It's like an alien beast to her. A very soft one, but still.
"Does he have a name?"
"I'm unoriginal with names," Tav says. "Why don't you pick something?" "Don't name the cat after me, darling," Asterion calls from the other side of the camp.
"I'd be flattered, but I prefer to be one of a kind."
"Aww." Karlak bounds over in two leaps, leaning in to get a look at the kitten, but keeping enough of a distance so that it's only pleasantly warm as opposed to hellaciously hot. "He's so cute. We should keep him. A little camp mascot. Just don't let the owlbear cub eat him." As one, they turn to look at the owlbear cub. He tilts his head back in question, yellow eyes fixed on the kitten. Automatically, Shadowheart tightens her grip.
"Yes, I shall keep that in mind. Perhaps it's not wise to name him, not if we'll be giving him away."
She very much does not want to do that, she realizes immediately. Her hand flares in pain. Shadowheart pushes both thoughts from her mind and instead holds up the kitten to regard him at eye level. She has no idea how old he is or what he should eat. She suspects she probably wouldn't know even if she did have her memories intact. Fish, probably. Cats like fish, right? "Aw, but he needs a name, doesn't he?" Karlak asks.
"Look at that face. We've got to call him something."
The name comes out of nowhere, as far as Shadowheart is concerned. There's a sense of mischief in the cat's face that...
"Nocturnal." "That's an adjective, not a name," Asterion, ever helpful, points out.
"Could call him Nock." "No, that's the thing Gale likes to shout whenever he magics locks open." Karlak rubs her chin, eyes narrowed as she thinks it over.
"Nocturnal. Nolly,
Nolly, maybe. Nolly's a proper name for a cat."
"Sounds good enough for me."
Shadowheart, to prevent the kitten from climbing into her armor, deposits him on a shoulder and quickly has to push him away from gnawing on the tip of her ear.
"I like it."
Karlak leans as close as she can without incinerating any of them. "Welcome to camp, Nolly." On Shadowheart's shoulder, The kitten rumbles his happiness at the new name. Everybody in camp has a specific stride that makes them easily recognizable outside of Shadowheart's tent, apart from Astarion, which could be described as nothing but a saunter, so she's unsurprised to hear decisive footsteps and finally Zell standing over her, glowering. She's a little more surprised to see Nali, who is being held upside down, in the Gith's arms. He lets out a little chirrup. Before Shadowheart can ask what the hell she's doing, Lazel says, "There is something wrong with your beast." "Well, you're not supposed to hold him like that." "It will not stop vibrating." Lazel glares at Shadowheart. "It is incessant. Something is defective. Prepare some healing for the creature, or perhaps just a potion." Shadowheart has to take a minute. "Then, it's called purring." "Chick!" Lazel's sneer tells her exactly what the Gith thinks of that word. "It's something cats do," Shadowheart pauses. "When they're happy?" Which apparently Nali is, for all that he's dangling precariously from Lazel's arms. Now that she's not having to process the ridiculous sight of a Gith Yankee and an upside-down cat, Shadowheart realizes she can hear the little beast contentedly rumbling away. He stretches out both front paws. Lazel chicks again. "I will never grow accustomed to the fauna of this realm." "I really don't think you're supposed to hold him like that," Shadowheart says slowly. "The beast does not seem to mind." Lazel transfers him to one arm, and sure enough, Nali's purring only grows louder. Shadowheart has to bite her lip hard to keep the smile in check. Lazel looks unimpressed, but that might just be Gith resting face. "You istic and you're insistent on keeping deadly predators as pets." Shadowheart squeezes her eyes shut. She just wants to get through one night of prayer without being headbutted in the lower spine by an owlbear cub, or joining a Gith rebellion, or having to listen to Gale and Will debate the taxonomy of soups versus stews. At this rate, Char is going to keep her memories forever. By all rights, she should wave Lazel off and return to prayer, but she just can't let this one slide. In all the weeks that he's been with the party, traveling along and making trouble at camp, one thing has become clear. Nali is not a deadly predator. Nali got stuck in Tav's bag yesterday and had to be rescued, only to dive right back into the bag and do it all over again the second Shadowheart's back was turned. And only then did Tav sheepishly pull out the fish she'd apparently scavenged for dinner. As she's gearing up to tell Lazel all of this, though, Nali bats one paw at Shadowheart's circlet and manages to dislodge it. Shadowheart pushes his paw away and happens to spot Lazel's approval for the cat before the Gith can hide it. Shadowheart primly readjusts her circlet and tickles the deadly predator under his chin. "Did you need anything else?" she says. "No. Return to your prayers." At least it's a more respectful dismissal than Tav's. "Say hi to Char for me," that one time in the Underdark. Shadowheart inclines her head, regally. Lazel stalks off, still towing the purring Nali. Only when the Gith is safely out of hearing distance does Shadowheart let out the snort of laughter that she's been holding inside. Through some miracle of the Dark Lady's blessing, Shadowheart makes it through the rest of her prayers uninterrupted. Tav must have been keeping watch, though. The minute Shadowheart reaches for her book, Astarion's letting her borrow it, and she's eager to catch up with him about it over breakfast, because she's pretty sure none of the main characters are making it out of the Deadly Abbey alive. Tav plops down on the little stool by Shadowheart's tent. "I was hoping you'd drop by," Shadowheart says, putting the book away. Tav rubs at a patch of dirt behind her ear. "I think Lazel stole your cat." "He does seem to have abandoned me," Shadowheart says. She looks across the camp to see where Lazelle is practicing her striking forms against her training dummy. Nolly perches atop the fake Illithid, idly washing his paws and clearly unbothered by the rattle of Lazelle's training sword striking his perch. It's a match made in a very scary part of the Heavenly Realms? Tab asks, eyes twinkling with mirth. I was going to say unexpected. She thinks he's a deadly predator. Nolly. The same Nolly that I've had to fish out of 14 barrels. And counting, Shadowheart says. That cat has so many suicidal tendencies, I've considered checking him for his own little netheries, or Tav replies. Shadowheart hides her laugh behind her hand. Gale's predicament is horrible and bleak, and she shouldn't be laughing, but Tav has a point. You know, I always thought Lazelle was kind of like a cat in her own way. Tab pulls out her dagger and the block of wood she's been whittling for the last week, which has yet to take any discernible shape. So Paulson's lessons clearly haven't been as effective as hope, and focuses on that. The eyes, obviously. Don't tell her I said that. But the independence and the pride thing, too. Or I should say, like some cats. She clearly does not suffer the same deficiencies in the brain box as our lovable idiot. As much as Shadowheart wants to argue, she holds her tongue. After their little tiff, Will's words, not hers, over the relic, Tav's been on her case to be nicer to Lazelle. It would be smart, but Shadowheart's pretty sure Lazelle is getting the same lectures. The most effective tactic so far has been Tav quietly telling Shadowheart that it makes Karlach sad when we all fight, you know? Lazelle is always impeccably groomed, Shadowheart says. She does not finish the thought, unlike some. Tav grins, obviously picking up on the unsaid. I've got that soap I bought from the tiefling kid. I promise I'll use it. Please appreciate my sacrifice for what it is, though, since that creek's colder than the fucking ice thing Gale hit me with the other day. That's been one of the nightly camp lectures, joining many other topics, like those elemental arrows you like splash, remember? And sure, Will, you can see in the magical darkness, but we can't, so maybe let the rest of us hit something for once, yeah? Maybe don't cast powerful spells after a crow has blinded you, did lead to one of the more epic arguments as they all debated the differences between crows and ravens. Halson having the final word in the matter, of course. If you can convince Karlach to go with you, she heats up the water around her pretty well, Shadowheart says. She doesn't spill her own secret. Several firebolts. Char's followers are supposed to use only cold water. Indulgences like warm baths do not embrace the lady's sense of loss. Guess I'll do that then. Have a good night. Tab tucks away the whittling project and walks off with her hands in her pocket. She only sticks around for a few minutes every night. Shadowheart supposes she's checking in on their squad one by one, as they've all shoved her into the unofficial leader spot. But it never feels like Tab treats it like a chore. Shadowheart picks up her book again, but she can't stop thinking about Tab's observations. Lazelle. Cat-like. Huh. She can see it. She did once catch Lazelle napping on a flat, sunny rock while they waited for Tab and the others to return, rather like Nolly likes to do every now and again. And they're both fiercely independent, often to a fault. Shadowheart had been convinced that if they hadn't finally found the creche together, Lazelle would have taken off on her own. They probably wouldn't have found her body after the Zathic, but they might have found her tadpole in one of these specimen jars. A chirp in front of her distracts her from her dark thoughts. Nolly ambles over, calm as you please, and rubs his side against her hip. You've come back to me, have you, traitor? Shadowheart asks, giving him an affectionate ear rub. Nolly purrs against her hand, as if he never abandoned her in the first place. He clambers into her lap somewhat ungracefully and flops down, showing his belly to her. She knows better than to fall for that trap, and continues to stroke his ears instead. He rumbles away as she finally opens the book and begins to read. All around them, camp life continues. At some point, the owlbear cub wanders over and flops next to Shadowheart, content to snooze and make adorable little snores that match Nolly's perfectly in time. Karlach plays fetch with Scratch, Will and Astarion debate the work of some poet Shadowheart's never heard of, while Lazelle scoffs at both of them and their weaknesses. Tav wanders back in, cleaner but a little grumpier for it. Beyond the edges of the camp, the Shadow Curse lands back in, their destination for the morning's hike. Nolly rolls over on her lap and stretches out, every single one of his claws showing in the firelight. Shadowheart is about to laugh and tell him he's a vicious little predator, but her hand stills on his back. Are those bumps? No. She must be imagining things in her exhaustion. She's had to channel a lot of Char's darkness to fight some Death Knights today. She must be imagining things. She scoops up the cat and slips into her tent. Once she's settled in her bedroll, Nolly takes his precious time circling about before finally settling on the pillow next to her head. She falls asleep to the constant motor of his purrs in her ear. She wakes up to something batting at her face. She shoots upright, already reaching out to pull the blood of Lathander out from under the blanket she uses to hide its glow so she can actually sleep at night. Our Lady preserve us, what now? Nolly, sitting calmly on her pillow, stares back at her. Shadowheart puts a hand on her chest to stop her racing heart. Attacking me in my sleep for no reason. You really are like Lazelle, aren't you? Have you lost your mind? Nolly meows. And Shadowheart realizes that wasn't a paw that hit her face. That was a tentacle. Like one of the four that have sprouted from the back of her black kitten and are now waving around the beast. In the light of the Dawnfather's glow, she can make them out clearly. Each one is tiny, but very, very much there. There's no murderous light in Nolly's eyes. In fact, the cub stands, stretches mightily, and rubs against Shadowheart's arm, purring just as loudly as ever. Shadowheart pinches the bridge of her nose. Then, sighing, she scoops up the beast and heads over to the fire, where Tav is passed out on a bedroll. To her friend's credit, Tav only blinks a little when Shadowheart nudges her with a foot. We have a problem, Shadowheart says. Tav sits up and yawns.
When don't we?
What's the problem? It's... A noise crashes from somewhere outside the camp, making Nolly jolt upright, ears flickering and eyes alert. Before either Tav or Shadowheart can move, the cub jumps out of Shadowheart's arms and teleports in mid-air, vanishing out of sight. From the bushes nearby, she hears rustling and a hiss. That, Shadowheart says, that's the problem. Tav rubs her eyes.
Did the cat just disappear?
No. But the Displacer Beast cub did. Nolly chooses that moment to come back to camp, dragging the squirrel carcass behind him. Proudly, tentacles waving about him, he deposits his kill in front of his two mistresses. The pleased purring seems to reverberate off every camp surface. For a moment, Tab just stares. And then she starts to laugh, so long and so loud that Shadowheart can hear the others stirring in their tents. Finally, she wipes her eyes. Do you want to be the one to tell Lazelle she's more on the nose than she knew with the deadly predator comment? Or shall I? Shadowheart frowns at her. I'm going back to bed. This can be tomorrow's problem.
Sure, sure. Tab waves her off and kneels to give Nolly one last scritch.
Shouldn't have wished to live in more interesting times, huh?
Shadowheart decides that maybe the philosophical approach is for the best.
Well, she says to Nolly, who's followed her back to her tent and curled up in his usual spot, we've already got an owlbear. Might as well add a displacer beast to the menagerie. At least you're still friendly.
Nolly lets out a mighty yawn, showing all his teeth again. Shadowheart goes back to sleep once more, with the sound of a displacer beast purring against her ear. The end.